Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly Thomas, the Crochet Profit Queen, and I'm going to show you how you can make a living from your crochet while avoiding the burnout and being able to make what you want and when you want. Have you signed up to the Crochet Business School newsletter yet? Don't forget to do that now at crochetbusinessschool.com/subscribe. And get tips and free resources straight to your inbox. How can I make money with a crochet blog? There's actually lots of different ways that you can make money with a blog, and it all depends on which you prefer or what you're promoting at the time. So you can combine all these different ways on a single site. You don't have to use the same methods with every blog that you create. But you should know what the aim is when you write a blog. So different ways of making money include ads on the site. So I'm sure you've seen these on a crochet blog where there's a free pattern, but there are ads for all different kinds of companies on that page that are encouraging you to click. And the way it works is that for every view of that page, the owner of that site will get a small commission for allowing that ad to be placed on that page. So the aim is to get you on that page and stay there for as long as possible and hopefully click one of the ads. And that's how the crochet blog owner gets paid. Another way is through affiliate links. So for example, say you are reading a page about a review of a type of yarn. The writer will tell you all about the yarn, where they got it, what it is, what it feels like, what projects they've used to make it. And in all that writing, there'll be some links to click. And those links will take you to a site where you can buy that yarn. And the way it works is that the yarn company gives the writer a special link. So that if that link gets clicked on and a purchase is made, the writer gets a small commission, a small percentage of that sale price, as a thank you for bringing the company that sale. So you might have seen at the beginning of a blog post a disclaimer at the top saying, "This site contains affiliate links, I may get a small commission from it." So all affiliate link content has to be declared at the beginning of the post. And that's just so it's transparent and you know what you're going to be clicking on. But if the writer has been compelling enough, you'll want to click. You want to get that yarn and you want to get it easily, so you click the link. And it just generates more income for the writer. It pays for the site. It pays for the income. You can also, of course, promote your own products on there. So if you are selling your own patterns, if you are selling what you make, you can write a blog post aimed at encouraging readers to buy your products. And instead of affiliate links, you put your own links in there. So you don't have to declare those because it's not an affiliate. You are selling your own things. But there's no reason why you can't write a blog post to encourage readers to buy what you offer. You can write helpful content that's going to help answer questions and move people from one post to another. And you can do that as an aim of selling what you make. You can do it as an aim of encouraging them to explore what you offer, what your brand is, so they'll follow you by clicking on links to sign up to your newsletter. Go over to your social media. So you can profit instantly from a blog through the ads, through products, through affiliates, or you can sort of grow yourself for the long term by getting people to follow you on social media and sign up to your newsletter list. And they may buy from you later on down the line. So you can do a lot with blogs. You can grow your business in the short term and the long term using them. But you have to be able to write your blog post to go with the aim that you wanted to do. So you need to decide what the main goal of that post is. And I have an ebook to help you with this, to show you what the essential elements of all blog posts are, how to choose your purpose, and what you can include in there. The link is in the show notes. It's a 19-page ebook, but it's packed with information on how to write your blog post so that it delivers the aim that you need. Because let's face it, you're not going to spend all that time writing a blog post if you're not going to get something from it. And so you have to decide what that is. And not every blog post may be written with making money in mind. Sometimes they're written to persuade people to sign up to your newsletter list. Sometimes they're written to persuade them to come over to your social media. So you don't always have to profit from every blog post, but most of them should be profitable in some way. You can also combine your blog posts with other things. So blogs with videos embedded are also popular. So you can take a video from your YouTube channel and embed it into your blog post. I do this a lot with my crochet alongs. So I have the written pattern along with a video pattern, and it's a video embedded from my YouTube channel. So not only do I profit from the ads in the written content, I profit from the ads on the video content from YouTube as well. So blogs allow you to double up with profit-making ideas. You can also embed podcast episodes into blogs, and some of my blogs do have that. It's encouraging people to explore all your different content in different ways that suits them, and the blog is the vehicle by which you're delivering that content in easy access form. You can get started with ads and affiliate links and selling your own products from blog posts straight away. There's no waiting time. It's just how many blog posts you can write before you publish. Now, bearing in mind that earning from a blog is not going to happen overnight. It takes time for the search engines like Google to decide if you're trustworthy, to go and do their thing and crawl your site and decide whether you're spammy or not. Because unfortunately, there are plenty of spam sites out there and Google doesn't like promoting these. So it can take time for you to start appearing in search results. But even though your first few blog posts might not be generating much traffic for you at the beginning, keep on adding blogs. Because the more you post, the more information you're giving the search engines that you are trustworthy and you know what you're doing. And slowly over time, you will start finding that you get more traffic. But you've got to get your SEO right, and that stands for search engine optimization. You have to tell the search engines what it is you're writing about. And you do this in the meta information of your blog. And you also do it through the content as well, and weaving that information through your blog post. So the SEO is very important if you want to get traffic from the search engines. And really, that is the place to get it. To grow that income, to gain the money from a blog, you do have to rely on search engines, because you're limiting your audience an awful lot if you don't. Because the only people who are going to find it are the ones who are already on your social media and already on your newsletter. You need to make sure the search engines can find you. Because when it comes to blog posts, they make money through numbers. The more people who come and read your content, the more money you make. You've got to get the readers in, and so you have to rely on search engines. So you've got to make sure that you put that work in, and I explain more about it in my ebook. But a blog can make an amazing amount of money. The big blogs out there, the Huffington Post being one of the most famous and the biggest, they make millions upon millions of dollars every year just from their blogs. They are a force in themselves. They can make a lot of money by themselves. And they are a big promoter of your own products. But you've got to get that work put in and make sure you're found in search engines to be able to do that. So I hope that's given you a few things to think about. And as always, if you have any questions or want to connect with your fellow crocheters, then come and join our free Facebook community. The link is in the show notes. So thank you for listening, and I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.